Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today, my guest is Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and I interviewed him recently at his home up in New Jersey about his new book called The Paradigm. I'm excited to tell you that it's already made the New York Times bestseller list at number 5 after being on the market only a week. But the day it came out, the day it was released, Jonathan Kahn had a terrible attack from the enemy. And for the first time, he's revealing exactly what happened. And I think it'll give you some insight and you'll appreciate what he has to say. Plus, he explains what is behind the paradigm and what it is that people are getting so excited about. So stay tuned after this message.
As one of America's leading insurers of churches, Guide One Insurance provides your congregation with the industry's finest lineup of coverages and services. By specializing in church insurance for more than 40 years, they are committed to helping you safeguard and protect the people, facilities, and ministries that are important to you. Guide One Insurance, serving you better by knowing you better. To learn more, call 1-800-233-2690 or visit guideone.com. That's guideone.com.
I'm talking to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn in his home. So if it doesn't sound like it's in a studio, it's because it's not. But I'm up here to visit him, to talk to him about The Paradigm, which is his latest book, which just today, the day I'm recording this, we found out is in the top 10 on Amazon, which is the first time any of his books have made that. So we're very happy about that. Thank you for taking a few minutes. But I want to talk, first of all, about the attack that happened on the very day that The Paradigm came out.
Yeah, well, the pattern is that, and it's not just a pattern, every single book that I have written. By the way, let me just say for the listeners, this is a real in-home experience. They're going to hear a little dog. That's our new dog, Shimshon. So you're really hearing the real story here. Every time I've done a book, it has been met with very dramatic warfare, every time. And either that happens on the week or the actual day of the release. With The Harbinger, Hurricane Irene swept into our building. We were on the road for 2 months. With the Shemitah, the moment the clock struck 12 midnight of the release day, I'm rushed to the hospital, paralyzed for a week. Mysterious illness, then it disappears. Over. Every single book. And so with The Paradigm, I woke up that day of the release, which is September 19th. I wake up on that day, severe pains. Because of the past history, I said, I better take this seriously. Rushed to the emergency room, and it turns out my appendix had ruptured, and it was life-threatening. And they rushed me into emergency surgery. So that's how I spent the release. And then the release week, all interviews have been canceled because I was in the hospital until just a few days ago, just came out. And I just did my first interviews again yesterday.
So you're on the mend.
On the mend. We're all on the mend. Ever since the fall, we're on the mend. Yes. Yeah, I'm getting stronger every day. My voice is a little slightly different, but it's recovering, but I'm good.
Well, a couple of days before The Paradigm came out, we had a hurricane down in Florida, and it closed our offices for 4 days. Yeah. And that was just when we were finishing all the stuff with The Paradigm. And you sent me an email and said, every time there's been an attack, and we thought that was the attack. Of course, what happened to you was much, much worse. But the Lord brought us through that too. And
oh, yeah. It's all a good sign. I mean, it's a good sign. If we don't get any attack, we might wonder how effective what we're doing is. But also, not only that, at the end of it, it's something great. With The Harbinger, we had that whole experience, but it was a sign of what, and I took it then as that. It was a sign of all that God was going to do, and even when we were talking before the broadcast, that when I first started teaching The Harbinger, all hell broke loose. We lost our building, our original building, where The Harbinger was first preached, and they destroyed it. And in its place, they put up a Walmart, and Walmart has a book department. And one of the few books they carry is The Harbinger. And so on the very ground where I first spoke The Harbinger, now The Harbinger is going forth in a much bigger way than it ever did before. The enemy will never win. And so for your listeners, if you're in God's will and you're getting hit all over the place, don't worry. Just take it as an encouragement. Go stronger because God has something very great at the end.
Boy, that's a lesson all believers need to learn. Let me ask you about the paradigm. You wrote about it in the newest issue of Charisma. I've read the book. I'm very familiar with it. But our listeners probably don't understand the story. So it's kind of a pattern in the Old Testament that is playing out today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. In, you know, as the harbinger, it concerned the northern kingdom of Israel when it had fallen away from God. And these were the signs of warning that were given before destruction that have now reappeared in America. Well, it turns out it's not just the harbingers, it's not just the warnings, it's virtually everything we have been experiencing for the last quarter century is part of this ancient blueprint. Like, what if we could discover a master blueprint behind all the things of our times? I mean, so specific that not only mentions the events, but the actual people who are on the world stage. And then what if every person on the world stage in this blueprint has an ancient prototype from the Bible who is their match that they're following in uncanny ways? And what if the blueprint actually gives the timing, the times of when these things are to take place? In some cases, down the year or the month or the week, or in some cases, even the date and the hour. It does exist. That is what the paradigm is. It's this master blueprint. It's been affecting our lives for, again, at least a quarter century, and it goes up right to this day and projects in the future. It's very stunning. I was stunned. I didn't plan on this, as we were talking before. I was thinking of a different book, but when we met together, this was in February, this just came to me in January, and I had 60 days to write it, you know, and it's out now because it just blew me away. It came the same way that the Harbinger did. It just was a download.
Well, give us an example of one of these things. You can't tell the whole book. We don't have enough time. We want people to go out and read the book. And of course, it's available really wherever books are sold. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, you can also get it online as well. But just give an example.
Yeah. From the time you can take Bill Clinton, you take the years of Bill Clinton when he was on the national stage. And then you go to his prototype in the Bible. I don't know if we should say it or not, but it's an ancient king, a very famous ancient king. You find out the years of Bill Clinton on the national stage was 22 years. Go to the ancient king, and the Bible will tell you that the king was on the stage for 22 years. Go to Barack Obama, and then you'll find his prototype in the paradigm, another ancient king. And Barack Obama was on the national stage for 12 years, 2004 to 2016. 12 years. You read the king, it says, how long was he on there? 12 years. Hillary Clinton, she has a prototype, very interesting prototype, a very explosive prototype. And by the way, this is not about the people's motives. It's about the bigger picture here. And she's been walking in this paradigm of this ancient queen. And if you look at her life, her time on the stage is divided up into a few parts. Well, look back. It's 22 years with her husband, 14 years after her husband. This ancient queen, 22 years with her husband, 14 years after her husband. It gives the date of the rise of Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't there. It gives the year of that. If we had known the paradigm, I didn't know it, we didn't know. You could have actually, years before the event, you could have marked a date on your calendar. It would have led you to mark the date of September 11th, 2001, years before it happened, as a date of national calamity. Even involving Osama bin Laden, who was also in the paradigm. I mean, it's eerie, it's stunning, and it's exact.
Well, there's so much we could talk about, but I want to wrap up by asking you to explain about the 3 years, because you mentioned September 11th.
Okay. All right. I'll hold off on the identifying of the kings and queen. They can find that out. Should I hold off on that?
Whatever.
Okay. You'll find out who it is. You know these people in the Bible. But there's a moment where there's a scandal in the reign of this king, who is the prototype of Bill Clinton. And the scandal is exposed. And actually, the year that it's exposed is the exact year that Bill Clinton's scandal was exposed. And it actually goes to the exact month. But then the king repents, for a moment at least. And God says, okay, I'm going to delay the calamities. But he says it's going to come. The Bible then says there was a three-year period. 3 years, and then the calamity came. Well, did Bill Clinton ever repent of the scandal? He did. At first he denied it, then he confessed it because he had to. And then finally, at a White House gathering, he said, I'm repenting. This is my repentance. And so take that date, according to the paradigm, if you add 3 years, will it bring you to a calamity? Will it pinpoint anything? It brings you to September 11th, 2001, the date of the calamity. Not only that, and that's what I'm saying, if we had known this before, you could have charted it out. But not only that, he repented in the morning. So it takes you to the morning of 9/11 when it happened. The White House event began at 8:30 in the morning. Take it 3 years, 8:30 pinpoints the hour that begins 9/11. The White House event ends at 10:30. Go 3 years, the last event of 9/11 was the fall of the North Tower. Happens at 10:29. And then 1 minute, it's over. So, I mean, down to the day, the hour, the minute, it's that precise. It's that uncanny. It's that eerie. And you could have, had we had known, and maybe the Lord has it that we don't know always these things. God is in charge. God is in control of all these things. And let me just say that the paradigm is not just revealing that this is happening and all these things, but also that there's a part of the paradigm near the end of the book. It talks about the future, but also in the paradigm is a paradigm for believers. How to live, what's the key of how to prevail, what are we to do? There's a paradigm for our lives. It's called the Elijah paradigm, and that is, gives the keys for us to live for such a time as this.
Boy, you have a real gift to be able to see these things and to see them in Scripture. Of course, you're a biblical, theological expert. Why do you think that the Lord chose this to you when there are a lot of other very respected leaders that want to see what God is doing and don't see this?
Well, it's written that God chooses the most unlikely. I was an atheist who denied God, a Jewish atheist originally, and so God loves using the unlikely. And I guess I was there. I was available, open. I've always thought, Lord, I know there's more. You know, Lord, you are the God of awesome things. You're the God of revelation. There's always more to the Bible. There's always more that God has because there's no end to God. So from the beginning when I got saved, I said, Lord, show me. And to this day, I've never stopped saying that. And I've never stopped being blown away by God. There's no end to it. So that, I think that's why, you know, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of.
Well, thank you. This is fascinating. And I hope the listeners are fascinated with it and will want to read The Paradigm, and not only read it because it's a book, it's an important book. In fact, I believe that it's as important or more important than even The Harbinger. So thank you for writing it and thank you for sharing about it.
Thank you for publishing it, Steve, and God bless you.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Rabbi Kahn that I recorded at his home. Even though it wasn't in a studio, I think that it's fresh and exciting, and that's why I wanted to put it on the podcast. I hope you also are interested in The Paradigm. You can get it wherever books are sold. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.